room, is the meeting room a lot quieter?
Quieter? Not really. You know, we go ahead and we try to keep it as lively as we can and rid of the monotony of it and try and keep it fun.
Yeah,
as much as possible, try not to really draw too much attention to Miss Jones guys because, of course, you know, it's going to be a great void there in terms of the personalities and the character in that room, but, you know, we have to move on.
Kareem, where does the CBA stand right now?
As far as I know, there's still some issues to be hammered out.
Still?
Well, have you heard anything different?
That's what I'm asking.
Then I
was hoping you were on conference call 5 minutes ago.
I was not. I was not on the conference call. You know, as far as I know, there's still some issues and things that they're last few little details they're trying to go ahead and hammer out. And as soon as I know, you'll probably know before me.
Do you expect to vote today before 6 o'clock?
I do expect one, but of course, that's really not up to me. It's really, the last few details hammered out and making sure that everyone's on the same page and everyone feels comfortable with the last few minute details of this deal.
How does it work? Do you get like a text message or an email and then you have to tell the coaches we need to stop for a minute?
I will get an email, most likely.
And then
we go ahead and have our meeting, go ahead and try and get the guys out there, the free agents, get them the opportunity to go out there and get on the field and be able to go out there and practice.
Can you tell us what those little details are that aren't finalized yet?
That's not up for me to go ahead and disclose right now at this point. There's different issues that we're trying to go ahead and get solved and resolved and make sure that everyone's on the same page and that everyone's comfortable with this new CBA.
Kareem, since we talked to you yesterday, have any of those gaps been closed?
Some of those gaps have been closed, I'm happy to say, but of course, trying to make sure that, you know, with this being a 10-year deal and there's no opt-out, that everyone feels comfortable with it and making sure that we cover all bases and make sure that everyone is comfortable with it.
Can you at least tell us if the HGH thing was done?
That is something that's still being discussed.
In light of the fact that you only have 5 hours, obviously you want to get this right, no opt out of this, is there any thought that maybe drag it out another day?
Not at this point, no. I mean, from all intent purposes, we should have a vote today to go ahead and ratify it, but if there isn't, there's some unforeseen circumstances that may hold it up, it's a possibility.
As a player, are you at all concerned? I mean, 2 days have been part of football, sometimes even 3 days, if you're older. I mean, do you sense that there's a need for some 2 days just to get ready?
Well, we still do, you know, technically have a 2-a-day in terms of a 2-a-day practice where we actually have pads on twice a day. Is there a need for it? It's not up for me to decide. It's really up to the coaches and what they've been used to and accustomed to, what they feel the young players need to do to go ahead and get themselves acclimated to the game.
Do you miss it, though?
Do I miss it?
Yeah.
I do not miss it at all. At this point in my career, I do not miss 2-a-days at all. You know, banging twice a day. If anything, it helps me out and, keeps me fresher during the season.
Do you find value in the morning walkthroughs, though?
There definitely is, because, you have to be able to go out there and pay attention and focus and make sure that you pay attention in the meetings, and it gives you an extra mental rep to go out there and not have the opportunity to go out there and possibly get someone hurt by not knowing what you're doing.
Do